celebrate America's independence with First Conservative Baptist Church, Sunday, July 3rd, with the Pickering Family Singers. It all starts at 10 a.m. with the Pickering Family Singers in concert. The concert is followed by a message from Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Then it's an old-fashioned barbecue with pork, chicken, and all the fixings on the church grounds. Everything is free. First Conservative Baptist Church is located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, 1 mile south of I-295.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about an issue today that should grasp the attention of each and every one of our listeners. We should be concerned enough about it to listen up and understand what is taking place and why it's happening. These things are not just happening by accident. These multiple issues that are taking place across our land are not things that are just taking place in some unusual fashion and yet taking place simultaneously. These are issues that's taking place today because the orchestrated efforts of the demonic minds that's carrying it out. It is very, very clear, ladies and gentlemen, at your leisure, go back and study Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 and following. It's called spiritual warfare as you look at it. We understand that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness in high places, according to the scripture. And that means, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching a demonically controlled heart and mind that is out to destroy the United States of America. You say, well, that's a pretty harsh statement. No, it's a factual statement, ladies and gentlemen. It is a mindset today to literally destroy, and it is a scorched earth mentality by the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party. Their philosophy is that if we cannot be in total control with the 3 branches of government, if we cannot be in control, we'll just tear it down and build back better. That's the mantra. That's the mindset. Looking at an article headline, the January 6th committee has begun arresting Trump loyalists in an attempt to prevent Donald Trump from running for president in 2024. Using the cudgel of January 6th committee, ranking Democrats in Washington began ordering the arrest of Trump loyalists in order to prevent his reelection. The article further states, if you don't think that America has been taken over and puppet regime installed where a legitimate government should be, you haven't been paying attention to the January 6th committee. In third world countries, one of the favorite tactics is to arrest their political opponents, and that's exactly what is happening in America right now. You may be planning on voting a third time for Donald Trump, but the Democrats are doing everything they can to make this event never take place. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole purpose of the January 6th committee is to besmirch Donald Trump's reputation and to find some legal hook that will prevent him from being able to qualify as candidate for president 2024. Now, I don't know what God's going to do between now and 2024. That's a long period of time. Someone said on one occasion, 3 months or 6 months, and a political campaign is like an eternity. So we don't know what God is going to do, how he's going to intervene. I believe that in November of 2016, God divinely intervened in the affairs of America and placed Donald J. Trump in office to deliver us from sure destruction at that time. But ladies and gentlemen, because we had so many rhinos in Washington, so many fake, phony, false conservatives in Washington, behind the scene there was an attempt to tear down, destroy, and prevent Donald Trump's being able to do what he had set out to do. We still have the swamp in Washington. We still have the sewer in Washington. And it is getting deeper and darker each and every day through the Biden administration with what they're attempting to do. There's an attempt to prevent the 2024 election. And ladies and gentlemen, whether you realize it or not, in my most humble opinion, I've said this before on this broadcast on a number of occasions, I believe that before 90 days, 6 months, 3 months, 90 days, 120 days before the 2022 election, before this election this fall, before November's election, I believe with all there is in me, there'll be some national catastrophic event that'll take place, either some reoccurrence of COVID or some major, major outbreak of the monkeypox or whatever they're going to call it, to have a major calamity where the Marxist, socialist, Marxist, communist that's in control in the Beltway in Washington will by fiat not allow us to go to the polls and vote and to therefore to be able to steal the election once again, because they see, that is they, the socialist, Marxist, Democrats, see the handwriting on the wall that the Republicans supposedly going to be a red wave to take over in November of this year. And I pray that that's so. But ladies and gentlemen, I pray also that somehow, some way, that God will protect us and preserve us and will not allow them to simply steamroll over the election process. We're watching, ladies and gentlemen, a number of things taking place today. There's a reason I called it the enemy within. We're not just watching this political fiasco. We're not just watching the fiasco and the false narrative that's taking place with the January 6th committee. That's not what it's all about. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the moral, ethical, social decline of our nation, and it's a planned event. Ladies and gentlemen, the socialists, Marxists, communists, Democrats, there's another ploy to their plea other than just the attempt to destroy all pro-life, all pro-Trump, all anti-LGBTQ agenda to in some way eviscerate and destroy the Christians, the conservatives, and the patriots. Ladies and gentlemen, we have allowed the enemy to creep within to within America, in our American government, in our educational system, controlling our educational system. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, even our churches today have been invaded by the enemy that's now within. We'll talk about that in just a moment further. But I believe we have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. First and foremost, to God and Jesus goes all the glory.
Amen.
I've heard you state many times that God intervened and put Donald Trump in office, you know, to give us a reprieve. And I don't disagree with that statement at all there. I want to add something to it and ask your opinion on it. I do believe that, of course, he put Biden in there as well. But I believe that he put Donald Trump in there to wake the nation up, because one thing that Trump did do was expose the corruption and the malfeasance, which is our government, and that the follow-up of Biden is just piling on with more proof. And the I do believe that he is judging our nation there, and he wants people to wake up, repent, turn from their ways, and he'll heal us. But I've said this to you before, I don't think enough straw has been taken away.
I understand the intonation and what you're saying, going back to the Egyptians forcing the Hebrews to make the brick, and they take straw away and straw away and straw away, and yet required the same amount of production each and every day. And And that being said, I believe we're watching the progressive judgment on America from the hand of God, because we've abandoned God, abandoned God's word, abandoned any morals, ethical, restrictions in our nation. And I believe God is going to allow us to get to this is my opinion, this is my position. God's going to allow us to get to a catastrophic situation to see how many in America will turn back to God, will call on God, will bow the knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because I believe that we are going to see between now and the early quarter of next year, we're going to watch major catastrophic food shortages, famine of food, a famine in the land. And I don't know, Jim, exactly how deep and how dark it's going to get. And I'm not a doom and gloomist at all, but I believe we're watching God's intervention, as you said. And in this case, it's just as with the nation of Israel. They would reject the prophets. They would refuse to hear. In many cases, kill the prophets so that they would not be told what God had said to them or what God was saying. And as a result of that, God would bring the nation of Israel into bondage. They would then cry out to God, repent, turn back to God. God would release them. And I believe God, under Trump, quote, released America, and now he is restricting further and further and bringing about his judgment on a nation that said no to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. It's my prayer, Jim, that America will wake up before it's too late, repent and turn back to God, and see God's intervention once again, if that is even possible or permissible based on the Word of God. Jim, thank you so much. Go ahead.
I agree with you 100% there. I just, when you're talking, you're saying doom and gloom, I don't see it as doom and gloom. I see it as, people may not like the message there. It's an uncomfortable message, but if you don't like the truth, maybe you're not in tune with the truth. And you might want to do some self-reflection and wake up.
Yes, that's the key to it. Wake up, America. Jim, thank you so much. God bless you and have a blessed day.
God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
sir.
I'm looking at an article that says Biden using Department of Justice as a weapon against political enemies, according to the Fox News host Tucker Carlson, dated June the 7th. The U.S. Department of Justice under the Joe Biden administration is a political weapon against the Democrats' political enemies, charges popular Fox News commentator Tucker Carlson. Take, for example, the case created by the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi Partisan Committee assigned to investigate the January 6, 2021 riot at the Capitol, a committee that reportedly has its goal to punish President Trump and to secure power for her Democratic Party for elections to come. It accused former President Advisor Peter Navarro of refusing to follow its orders to testify and use the DOJ to arrest him in a public airport and put him in leg irons. He had been accused of a contempt of Congress for his decision not to testify to the committee because of the longstanding legal precedents that conversations between presidents and their advisors are confidential. However, Carlson pointed out that when Barack Obama's Attorney General Eric Holder was caught concealing information about his department's decision to run guns illegally to Mexico and the drug cartels, one weapon used later was used to kill a federal agent. He was found in contempt and indicted, but the DOJ didn't even issue him a ticket, much less arrest him. And Tucker Carlson goes on with about a five-page article there outlining what the Biden administration is doing that is antithetical to what historically is required of the Department of Justice. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Youngblood. One thing about Donald Trump that I was always amazed about is, and I concur with you, I believe he was put in place by God. I believe the hand of God touched, he's not a perfect man, and he has not lived a perfect life. But, you know, God doesn't have to have perfect people to work through.
Amen.
And he was, I think he very much showed the American people what could be done to better our lives and make our country better for all of us, white, black, Hispanic, all different races, all different types of people, in just a short amount of time, if the efforts were put in the right, if people really were doing things for us. The people that we've had in Washington have not been doing anything for us. They go there, they get rich, they entrench themselves, they all become buddy-buddy across the, you know, like the rhinos, they're not really conservatives anymore, you know. And so I just really feel that Donald Trump has exposed that. And we really got to see what could be done on the behalf of the American public if we had a president who truly wanted to help the lives of the American citizens. And that's kind of all I wanted to say. But thank you very much.
You're spot on, exactly right with that. And I pray that our listeners are hearing and listening up with what we're saying on the broadcast today. We're talking about the enemy within. And the enemy within is not just the loose likes lost liberals on the left. The enemy within happens to be within the party called the Republican Party also. The enemy within happens to be fully embedded in our educational system, fully embedded in our healthcare system, fully embedded in everything that's called the political system today, fully embedded in everything that we look at as being part and parcel of the political system and the educational system, healthcare system. I believe we have the enemy within that's in total control of it. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, all of this is bad enough as we talk about it. It's a system where we're watching even the American churches being inundated with the enemy from within. We're now infiltrated with the enemy on every level. Who is this enemy? First of all, it is Satan, a demonic control over what I call the destination of our very existence as a nation is today the enemy that is within. The scripture is very clear in Psalms 11:3. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And ladies and gentlemen, we are finding today that even in our churches, there's an inundation of the enemy within. These evils, the sin of the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, are now found in the confines of every mainline denomination in America today. And you find places like Fox News that many think is a conservative bastion or a bastion of conservatism is simply not that at all. In fact, most are not aware of the liberal aspect and the stand of most of the leadership in Fox. Now, they put the talking heads out that will give us a little tidbit of truth, a little tidbit of conservatism. But behind the scenes, it's not conservative at all. I'm looking at an article that says, social conservatives slam Fox News for airing Pride Month segment on the transgender teen, dated June 10th. I don't know if you saw this or not. I did not see it. I've read a great deal about it since it has taken place. It says social conservatives slammed Fox News on Friday after the cable network aired a lengthy segment praising a transgender California teenager as an inspiration for the LGBTQ Pride Month, end quote. Quote, Pride Month continues as we highlighted the story of Rylan Whittington, whose journey of transitioning at the age of 5 has been seen by 7 million people in the family on YouTube video, said anchor Dana Perino as she introduced the controversial segment of America's Newsroom Friday. The news correspondent Brian Lelands then reported on Rylan Whittington, a 14-year-old gender dysphoric girl who identifies at present as a boy. The Whittingtons claimed that they knew. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is the, I believe, the underpinning, the underlying moral ethical declension that's causing and allowing our nation's foundations to be destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, the sodomite agenda today is on the move. It's seeped in, crept into every crevice of American life, and we're supposed to endure it. We're supposed to embrace it. We're supposed to celebrate it. This article says the Whittingtons claim, that's the son's mother and father, claimed that they knew that their child was transgender even before Rylan could even speak. Mother said, I could see it. It wasn't him trying to be a brat. It was like being painful. It was truly painful for him to have to wear feminine clothing and for us to constantly be telling him he's a little girl, Rylan's mother Hillary said. When Rylan vocalized her gender confusion at the age of five, her parents fully embraced her new identity as a boy, according to the report. She claims that her conservative faith led her to believe that God had made Rylan, that's the son of the girl, Rylan, for me. It was just a deep spiritual belief that you can believe in God and that he created us that way. He wanted us to, and he created Rylan just that way, just the way we are. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a devil's demonic lie. God didn't create a freak. God didn't create an error. God created male and female, according to Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. And yet for a parent to say that that child, even at 5 years old, she recognized his pain, his problem, because it was really a girl and didn't want to wear a girl's clothing. And so he was screaming and crying because of his sexual identity had been confused at birth, and therefore he was really a boy, now being raised as a boy. And the point is that Fox News, Fox Network, took 1 hour to broadcast that diatribe across America to cause people to embrace what is being touted as the way God created that young girl now, which is a young man. And they, on part of the video footage of that, interviewing a 14-year-old female dressed as a male, going through, because of sexual dysphoria, going through the process of transitioning. And that's being pushed today. I believe we have Dan on the line. Go ahead, Dan, with your question or comment, please.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. What you just spoke of, I think, is one of the greatest reasons why God and God alone has said enough is enough.
That's right.
And he's going to show the world by bringing down America. And in saying that, I'd like to use an example. If you're listening to the audience, would go to their sink, grab a cup, get the water to where it's a drip at a time, one drip, one drip, one drip. I'll use post-World War II as a time frame. Satan's been dripping evil and corruption one drop at a time.
Yes.
In that cup of America. Well, sooner or later, Dr. Youngblood, that cup is going to overflow. Don't know when or how long it'll take, but it'll finally overflow because there's so much corruption and so much evil and such a drastic change from Christianity to what we have today. Now, there's no way other than shutting the water off totally that you'll prevent that from overflowing that cup.
Mm-hmm.
So when we put it in the political arena and in the day-to-day life of a nation, we are past the point of overflow. When people say, well, I remember when I was a kid, I was able to do this and this. We didn't have this and this. That's the drip change that has taken place so gradually that it was never seen as a threat nor attempted to be stopped other than by God's chosen men and women who preceded you and others today to try and wake up godly Christian America.
Yes.
They failed because not that they weren't speaking the truth, but the Christian ear was closed off. Life was too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, Satan was winning one drip at a time. So here we are today with what we believe is still a Christian nation to be awakened and saying, it's not here anymore. It's gone. Now what do we do about it? How do we get it back? Prayer, prayer, prayer. Seek God, seek God, seek God. It's up to God to say, I hear your prayers. It's up to God to say your repentance is real, and therefore I forgive and will heal your land. What do we do if God is saying, enough is enough? We're talking worldwide. We're not talking just America. We're talking world evil and corruption.
Absolutely,
what do we do if God says, there will be the droughts, there will be the famines, there will be everything that my word speaks of, I will allow to happen. Yes. Dr. Youngblood, that's what's coming.
Absolutely, brother. You're spot on, and I'm thankful for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you've listened well to what Dan has said, because it is absolutely on target with where we are and what is taking place in our nation and, yes, in our globe, around our globe today. Dan, thank you so much for your call. I believe we have Greg on the line. Greg, go with the question or comment, please.
You know, and I've not been able to listen to all of your broadcast today. However, it seems to me over the years that the weakness in the pulpit that has been so infiltrated to the point that you have many, if not most, pastors today that will engage in what one brother calls sloppy agape. They want to be so hung up on God's love that they forget that because he's a loving God, he's also a just God, and his justice will not sleep forever. In Matthew 11:28, you know, you'll have many that will quote that, "Come unto me, ye all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That sounds like a phenomenal verse and a phenomenal key verse, and you know that's really showing God's love and care and compassion. I'll give you rest. But they many times skip over verse 22. "But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at that day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted in heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which had been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day." And we could go on through, you know, several verses there where literally there's this call to repentance, and it's should be a call to reflect on Sodom and Gomorrah and God's judgment. Do we forget these things? And the scripture says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Will he just stand by and let a nation that has been so richly blessed turn their back upon him, spit in his face, if you will? Will he let that happen?
High probability, possibility, and high probability. In fact, Greg, I'm going to take just a moment and read part of a paragraph here that summarizes what you said. It said, "There are many, many today who will repeat the only things they've ever been taught in church. God is love, do not judge. Most people today, being biblically illiterate, will also mix cultural ideas with Scripture, believing them to be Scripture. But such ideas include social justice, LGBTQPI slogan, love is love, and my body is my choice, to name just a few. Biblical illiteracy is shamefully prevalent and getting worse. Hating what God hates is biblical, but our pastors in the pulpits today will never teach you that," end quote. That is the problem. It goes back to the fundamental, that it goes back to the pulpits. Greg, we got about 30 seconds left. Wrap up what we're saying and challenge our listeners.
I'm going to back up just one verse from where I was at, Matthew 11:21. And I'm going to reflect, I mean, today, the United States, if you look back in history, we're one of the most blessed. We are the most blessed nation on God's green earth in all of history. But we were like Chorazin. And this verse says, "Woe unto thee, Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes." We ought to be in a state of repentance today so that God can once again restore his blessing.
Absolutely. Greg, thank you for joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.